Let him hope in the name of the Lord, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, today's stational church in Rome is that of Saint Praxedes, and it was chosen for this day of the Monday of Holy Week, since like Saint Praxedes and Saint Pudentiana in the time of persecution had to hide Pope Saint Pius I from the Roman officials. In today's Gospel, we read how Jesus, now in hiding from his persecutors, had to lock shelter from the house of Lazarus, Martha, and Mary. The presence of Lazarus at this supper of the Gospel is a wonderful reminder about the great miracle our Lord worked with him, because our Lord had brought him back to life, and which was a forecast of his coming victory over death and his final triumph over Satan. And in this happy occasion, Saint Mary Magdalene anointed the feet of our Savior, and in the presence of her, her sister Martha, and her brother Lazarus, this was a joyful occasion and foreshadowing about the ointment which was to be given him when he was to lie dead in the sepulchre. But there was also another person present in this supper, that is Judas, who was to be our Lord's betrayer. And betrayer of our Lord, Judas, he had very inordinate love of money, or as you know from religion class, he was covetous or avaricious. Judas made a sin because he did not resist this evil passion of his, and because he let his covetousness to dwell in him, he fell by degrees into greater sins. It is truly a tragic story of Judas, the one who was an apostle and loved by our Lord, and who would so cruelly betray him. And we learn also from today's Gospel that Judas began first by stealing, first small and then greater sums from the money entrusted to his care, and he then fell into deeper and deeper in the sin. And today we see how he even tried to cover his sins by appealing to the needs of the poor, that Saint Mary Magdalene would have been imprudent by giving such special attention with precious ointment to our Lord, when she could have been given the money for the poor. But as the Gospel points to us, Judas didn't really care about the poor, but he cared only that money would go into his pocket. And we have a striking contradiction dueling, so to speak, between love shown by Saint Mary Magdalene and love shown by Judas. By this anointing of our Lord, Saint Mary wished to give expression of her deep love for him and her gratitude for the raising up her brother. And Saint Mary used most expensive ointment which could be procured to signify that she was ready to offer up everything she most valued for his sake. And to put it simply, Saint Mary was generous with our Lord. She wanted to hold nothing back to express how much she loved our Lord, and to symbolize by this act that she was prepared to sacrifice everything for his sake. And that the ointment which she anointed him had cost a lot of money, and Judas, trying to hide his from own sin, tried to make a plea for the poor. And when you grow up, you occasionally might meet people who say that, why does church need so many ornaments? Why do we need golden chalices, fine vestments, spacey churches, many altars? Because the things which you see around you, it's true, they sometimes cost a lot of money. And the people will say, wouldn't there be some better usage for all that money? But when you hear that kind of talk, know that most of all, it is spoken by men who follow the example of Judas and not the example of Saint Mary. Saint Mary wanted to give everything to our Lord, because all the good things we have received in life come from our Lord, and therefore we can never give him enough to pay all of this. After all, this is the great gospel of Christ, and we can never give enough to our Lord, because he has taken our sins from us, and we might spend all of our lives and doing reconciliation, and still that would not be enough. That's why Christ had to come, and that's why we need to show all the reverence and all that we have in our disposal to make the good of that humble act of worship we have. Most of the time, people who criticize the church or even persecute her, as the Romans did, they do not care neither about the poor, and care still less about God. We who try to in our lives follow our crucified Lord, we always try to act like Saint Mary today, keeping always in mind the needs of the poor, but most of all the needs and the expression of love to God. This is the great example of Saint Mary. Give everything to God. Be very generous with him for your every days of your life. And then, if you do this, God will be very generous to you as well. Even if you are poor in your life, even if you face difficulties or worries in your life, when you are generous with God, God will be generous with you. He might work great miracles already during your lifetime, as he did with Lazarus, but most of all, he takes you as his child most fully after your death, when you, like Lazarus, like Saint Mary and Saint Martha, by his grace, come saints in heaven. And then it truly happens what we pray today, that we who have hoped in the Lord will eventually receive a generous reward. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.